Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right, you too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What the fuck was that?
Don't even. Exactly. Any problems today? There's problems. I'm in a good mood too. We started on time. When have we ever started 3 minutes late? That's 15 minutes early for me. 3 minutes late is 15 minutes early. It's the name of today's episode. It's the theme of today's episode. It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the international superstar. Zach Amico is with me as well.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, son?
How you doing, man?
Yay, yay.
Yeah.
I named myself something else the other day. I forget what it was. Was it on my Twitch stream? I gave myself another name. Fuck. Ask Dylan what it was. Dylan, you dumb fucking dildo.
He's trying to resolve that issue. I'm going to look in the chat. Maybe someone in the chat
knows. No, nobody remembers. I got the fucking chat right here. I got the chat open right now. Let's go. Real Ass Podcast. It's the only podcast you got to listen to anymore, doggy. We're fucking 3 days a week. The stride that we have hit with this show, it can't even be matched. There's no other podcast out there that is giving you as many laughs per week. Honestly, even per episode, you know?
I'll take it, yeah.
We are debatably the funniest podcast that's out there. We are debatably the funniest fucking world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always debatable. Opinion is an opinion. You know?
I know. I like
what do they say? Opinion's like an asshole. It's fucking.
Everyone's got
sit next
gaping.
To one 3 days a week.
it's wide open.
Yeah.
Wide open for interpretation. Opinion's like an asshole. Thank you. Okay, so don't fuck with me.
I'm not fucking with you. It's just funny. Like, it's you weren't just declaring. You're like, it's the funniest podcast out there. You're like, it's debatably the funniest.
It is
like,
debatably. Honest, I mean, like, I think I think this is the funniest podcast out there. If you think there's a funnier podcast out there, please put it in the fucking chat. We'll see what they say. But fucking tread lightly, bitch, because you may get banned. Okay, who knows?
There's a man under the table.
Hell yeah! Can you lick Chrissy's vagina?
Could you?
Dylan, can you eat Chrissy out under the table?
Oh, is my that... God. It's only Monday. Hello.
Would you let Dylan eat you out under the table?
I was just impressed someone made me coffee here.
Look, we had a great show planned today. Two incredible guests, as always. You guys know him from his podcast.
It's good enough.
Jordan Raybould's here. What's up, kid?
By the way, had you been a retarded alien, and that was the actual name of the show, and he nailed it?
It might be a better name.
Dude. I want to see a person with Down syndrome speak whatever.
That Star Wars Cantina.
Star Wars language. Also, you guys know her from being a domestic terrorist. Ladies and gentlemen, Chrissy Mayer's here.
Yay! I thought you were going to say slut.
You could be both.
That's the new name.
Right.
Both.
Right.
No, you're not that slutty, Chrissy. That's the problem. If you were slutty, you'd be on the show more, to be honest.
Why do you have a black eye?
Because I'm fucking badass.
Wow.
What's up, girl? I'm just saying. That's just part of my life now.
I'm feeling damp.
Just fucking.
You attracted to the black eye?
All girls are attracted to a little bit of war wounds.
Yeah, sure. I'm attracted to guys who aren't pussies.
Hell yeah. See? That's right, Jordan. So how about you stop being a pussy and fight me? Fight me on this podcast.
You know, I'll fucking do it, dude.
Will you, dude?
No, I will not. You think I want to have footage of you beating the shit
Let's
out of me
go.
Out there?
There doesn't have to be footage.
Yeah, we could take it off camera, doggy. This whole show is just me and you grunting loudly off camera.
I don't want to fight you to answer your question.
Good. That's right. Good answer. Good answer, Jordan. Good. I like people bowing down to my alphaness in the first minute or two of the show. It's one of my favorite fucking things in the world. Welcome to the show, everyone. Incredible show planned today. Lots to talk about. Let's get our plugs out of the fucking way and let's just roll because it's Monday. And Monday is my favorite day of the week. Everyone knows this about me. Mondays are fucking, it's happy birthday every Monday for Louis
J.
Gomez.
They call him the anti-Garfield. I am Garfield.
He hates lasagna.
I got a case of the Mondays and that's a good thing. Okay? Some people say they got a case of the Mondays and they're like, oh, boo-hoo. No. Monday is the fucking greatest day ever. Today's the day we're going to fucking change the world today.
It's a fresh start.
I booked my trip to Jamaica. I'm excited. I just want, Shannon, can we just stare at pictures of my villa the whole show? Can that just be what I do? Chrissy, what do you got to plug?
Oh, yeah. Domestic Terrorist Tour. Oh, by the way, Austin was awesome. Had some Legion of Skanks and RIP fans out to my show.
You know what's up.
Really thrilling.
They're just trying to fuck. The fans, I every time you're not here, I was like, take a shot. Every time you see Chrissy Mayer,
take a shot.
She's going to be horny
always.
One day.
You miss 100% of the
take
shots.
Take a shot. And
take.
After three or four shots, she'll be hot enough that you want to fuck.
Oh, where's my fucking soundboard, Dylan? Okay.
Bam, bam, bam.
Go ahead.
Okay. March 20th, Comedians of the Compound is coming to Tiff's Ale House, a.k.a. the Dojo East. Get tickets for that. And then I'm going to be going to Florida April 30th, the Boca Black Box Theater in Boca Raton, Florida. May 1st, Palm Beach Black Box.
Love Black Box.
I think it's called the Park. There we go. Palm Beach, Florida. I think it's like the Park Lake Black Box there. And then
I love Lake and Black Box.
Side Splitters in Tampa, May 2nd.
I split some Black Box, Lakes and Black Box.
Appleton, Black Wisconsin Box. Date may be moved, but that OKC date is still on for May 9th. And then Comedians of the Compound back to Austin, Texas, May 14th.
Look at this fucking whore tour. Look at this.
Yeah.
Chrissy's everywhere.
Zany's in Nashville. Stand Up Live in Huntsville, Alabama, May 19th. And Hilarity's in Cleveland, Ohio,
I'm gonna start
June 3rd.
For Chrissy, I'm sick of this. What the fuck am I trying to do my own tour for? Go out, do 20 minutes in front of Chrissy?
Yes.
It'd be great. What? Oh, it's there? There we go. Let's see.
Blake Shadow.
A little loud. Jordan Rambold.
March 27th, I'm in Philadelphia. I'm getting back out on the road. And then go check out my comedy special, Freedom Boner, on my YouTube channel at Jordan Rambold.
Is it free dumb boner, like D-U-M-B?
You know what, man?
That would be better.
It would be way
that
better.
Would be better.
I agree.
Probably free. Why Jim Jeffries called his special that.
He called free dumb boner?
Just free dumb.
Oh, free dumb.
There's okay. Three dumb boners in this room right now.
Hell yeah. No one's safe when Chrissy's in town.
No one's safe.
Anything else?
Podcast Benevolent Dictator or...
It's benevolent, but what if it was D-I-C-K and then tater like tater tot?
God damn it.
Dude, I'm fucking...
Where the fuck are you when we're doing the marketing?
I need to be fucking out
God
here with
it.
You, doggy. You need to run all
I
your
agree.
Ideas by me. I have all these great little puns happening all around me at all times. I'm a pun guy.
Know.
Everyone knows that.
I know.
Big pun, they call me.
Yeah. The other name of the benevolent dick taker. That's another pun on it.
That's what we all thought. We didn't want to hurt your feelings, dude. We're trying
dude,
to,
that was really
we're
nice
trying to
you.
Promote you as a
I like
good...
It. Yeah.
Fucking like dictator, like tater tots that are in the shape of dicks would be delicious.
Wow.
Right, Zach?
Yes.
Zach, that seems like if there was a food that you were going to be into.
That's my food truck.
Sorry.
Dick shaped tater tots. Yes. Zach Amico.
I'll just check out all my shows on the network and Instagram. Zach is not funny.
Okay. USC in the Racist Live Chat says Chrissy could get those cheeks clapped. Hell yeah.
These?
No, I think
no,
your butt
no, no.
cheeks. I'm gonna say, I technically the fucking
plow you from behind. I think
actually,
yeah,
to be honest with
you,
it doesn't matter.
Thank you, Chad. We'd
clap either cheeks.
I could take a hit. I was raised right.
Some stuff coming up: live shows, March 26th, The Warehouse, Fairfield, Connecticut. Myself, Zach Amico. We ain't fucking around. April 16th and 17th, I'll be at Side Splitters in Tampa with Kurt Metzger. The This Should End Well tour continues sort of as it overlaps with the brand new Real Ass tour that me and Zach are starting. You know, whatever. Make sure you come out and see me and Kurt Metzger April 16th, 17th, Side Players. I think there's going to be another show down there as well. I think there's there's another Florida gig or two that's happening that weekend. So I will let you guys know for sure. Make sure you guys support the show directly by subscribing to GasDigitalNetwork.com. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website where you can get every single episode of the Real Ass Podcast ad-free, uncensored, all in one place, plus access to the Racist live chat, pre-release on all episodes, and many other member benefits. Not only Real Ass Podcast, but Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and now Gomez watches Seinfeld as well, which is available every Monday night directly after Skanks. So make sure you guys subscribe. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial, and you get access to everything immediately. It's free. Get a free trial. Try it out, baby boys. The Twitch channel is bumping, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, and you can get all of our merch at podcastmerch.com. Lots of podcast merch. In fact, I'm going to fucking... We're about to start exploding. Exploding all over your fucking faces with merch, okay? Chris, you want to do your merch with us? Do your merch with us.
Yes, I have a little bit of merch. I have...
Don't buy it. Wait till it's on podcastmerch.com. We're going to sign you up today. I'm telling you right now, we are about to really scale this business in a very, very big way. All of the kinks have been worked out. All of the little fucking mistakes that have been made have already been made. No more mistakes moving forward. Chrissy Mayer's podcast coming to the network or coming to podcastmerch.com. Raybold's podcast merch coming to the podcast. Am I right?
I don't know, man. I got a separate company for that.
What company do you
have? Cumrags, man.
Cumrags?
Yeah, thecumrags.com. I don't know, man. I have to run it by the partners.
Anything can be a cumrag.
Find out who runs cumrags.com and hurt them.
It's thecumrags.com, man. It's me and my brother.
It's the cumrag. Well, hurt them. The Raybold brothers.
who are very public about it.
Yes.
Or like Comrade Cumrags, which are cumrags for Antifa. I think that could work.
Okay.
No. Are you ready? I am the mind. Okay, thank you.
Hell yeah, you blew my mind right there.
I have a tweet from Bowen Yang where it says, nobody in New York comedy respects Chrissy Mayer. I turned that into a t-shirt.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Bowen Yang said, nobody in New York comedy respects Chrissy Mayer.
And I saved it. And then he disappeared.
Get out of our heads, Bowen Yang. Jesus Christ.
Then he disappeared from Twitter. Mysteriously.
Does everything you say sound like a fortune cookie? Nobody in New York comedy likes Chrissy Mayer. Lucky numbers, 37, 24,
15. Oh, shit. Yeah, Chrissy, you've quickly turned the New York comedy community against you.
You
ran fucking gay shows forever.
Yeah. Oh, everyone forgets about all the gay shit I did for years and years.
Hell yeah.
It's crazy. I have no respect here.
It's all good. You're respected here. That's all you need. You need a little Gas Digital respect, Compound Media respect. You know, you've got the female Nazi comedy market. There's nobody else that does it like you.
It's
Chrissy.
Weird. The people that don't respect me seem to like not be getting up anywhere. It's weird how that works.
That is
out.
The other thing is like there's like this big battle between comedians that are working and comedians that are not working. And all the comedians that are not working are going, hey, man, you shouldn't be able to work. Like, yeah, I would also feel that way if I wasn't working.
Yeah.
Do you see the debate about check spots this week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They should be paid.
This is a big old fucking. All right. People don't know how check spots work because this is also, I think it's pretty unique to New York. I don't know that there are check spots really anywhere else in the world.
They mostly do headliner, you know, host, feature, headliner. So you're not
right. So you all right, if you see a comedy show anywhere else in the world, for the most part, except a few cities that do showcases, right? You see a headliner, and then you see a feature act, which is, you know, the guy that goes right before the headliner for like 20 minutes, and then you have an opening act or a host that does 10 to 15 minutes. Now, depending on where you go, they'll just drop checks while the headliner is doing a set, you know, toward 40, you know, 30 minutes into a set, checks are coming out. And then the headliner has to essentially do crowd work for 5-10 minutes while people are sorting out their bills, which kind of sucks. A lot of clubs have adapted and started doing checks at the very end of the show, which is what makes the most sense. It's what the Comedy Cellar does. It's what the Stand does. And a lot of headlining clubs on the road will do that as well. There's almost no reason to drop checks when a comedian's telling jokes, but it's sort of an old-timey way of doing things. In New York City, because it's all showcases, you see between 5 and 8, 10 comics per show. A lot of the clubs, especially the old school ones like Stand Up New York, Comic Strip, Dangerfields, they would invite in a check spot. Now, what this is typically it's the comic, one or two comics before the last comic of the night. It's not a headlining comic, but let's say there's 5 comics doing 15 minutes each.
And usually the person who goes last is on purpose.
Yeah, usually the last person can kill the hardest. You want to leave somebody.
For instance, a Jay or a Dante, somebody who's going to – you don't want to go after.
Yeah, exactly. So the check spot – I'll follow Dante any day of the week. The check spot
– an example.
What are we even doing here? The check spot – goes on right before the last guy, and it's typically an open mic level comic, young comic who's just starting out. that they have an opportunity to go up and do 8-10 minutes in front of a real crowd. But what they do to that comic is they drop the checks on this comic, and it's a shit spot.
It's awful.
It fucking it's sucks. Awful. It sucks.
I like doing them. I like
stop
the challenge.
It. I hate stop
I
that
like
shit.
The challenge.
Then keep doing them. There's no way.
I don't need to because I'm a headliner, baby girl.
Oh, yeah. Now, I mean, I'd also follow Chrissy any day of the week. I just want to wow. point out all the people that I will follow with ease.
Just follow this me down a street.
Hell yeah, I will.
Yeah. So, upstairs, maybe?
This, the check spot, it's just, it's kind of a shit spot, but typically it's reserved for, you know, a young comic that's trying to get into the club. Usually they're trying to break out of open mics, get onto some real shows. And it's sort of a learning experience.
It's a little bit of a boot camp.
Yeah. And it's a difficult spot to do. You're trying to get people to pay attention to your jokes while they're paying their bills. They're like, you know.
Sometimes yelling out the amount of their bills
yeah,
at you.
Crazy.
Yeah, everyone's going, oh. And then you can see like who's dating, who yeah. has like a cheap boyfriend. And then that becomes something you can make fun of too.
So I guess, I don't even know who was, I know Jake Flores was involved in the conversation. A few comics were involved in the conversation. And they were complaining that Stand Up New York. Oh, that's Jake started the whole conversation, right? Because he was talking about how okay. he was invited to do checks at Stand Up New York, and then they wouldn't pay him.
Didn't someone else tweet something out just like, shouldn't I think clubs should pay for, you know, not like $3, $6 for like?
Yeah, I think
checks
it was Ariel.
Someone else
Elias.
Tweeted that out, and that's yeah. what started the conversation. I
yeah,
thought.
Which is look, it's fine if the clubs want to pay comics for that check spot. It's fine. It's sort of up to them. But to act like the club is taking advantage of a young comic yeah. for this spot, it's just an ass backwards way of looking at this, okay? If the clubs are paying, this like there used to be a big debate about guest spots. Or even I remember Eastville used to pay like $20 to certain comics on the weekends and $75 the full rate to certain comics. Mm. And even though I had issues with Eastville at the time, I always defended Eastville's right to sort of determine what they want to fucking pay. You can work there or not work there.
You could
say no. Simple as that. You could just not work there. Now, if you are forcing the club to pay everybody $75, just so you know, you're cutting out all of those young comics that might have an opportunity to get up on stage for $20 or do a guest spot. Yeah. The first 4 or 5 years of doing comedy, you're learning to do it. This is the only business where you are not a comic one day, then the first time you try it, you're like, oh, I'm a comedian now,
yeah.
and I'm getting up on stage. And you have to learn how to do the job while you're doing it. The whole first 4 or 5 years, sometimes even more, it's learning on the job. And it's like you're in fucking...
Hooker's the same.
That is also true.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's got more dignity.
Yeah.
The people fighting to be paid for check spots are also the same people like fighting for minimum wage. It's like, yeah, why don't you just get better and then you can get paid more? It's like we don't pay like nurses and doctors for their clinical hours that they have to put in before they get really good to
right.
have their own practice or whatever.
I agree with you, and you're right. I think that there's the idea should be to get as good as possible. A byproduct of being good at comedy is you start making money. But the first few years, you're just trying to figure it out. And no, not everybody that gets on stage should be paid. Not everybody that gets on stage, the payment is learning how to do it. And the audience, honestly, has to suffer through your horseshit. You are not good. The people that are complaining about this are not good.
Yeah.
They are not killers. They're not going up there and murdering. They're still trying to fucking figure it out. They're still learning, okay? And the audience, if it's going to be a paid comic, it should be a fucking pro every single time. So, yeah, I guess some people are like, oh, it's just a gesture. If you're focused on a fucking gesture as a comic, you're never going to get good at this. If you're focused on making $6 on a check spot, you're never going to get good. The focus should be specifically getting as good as possible. And guess what? The cream rises to the top. If you get good at comedy, here's a beautiful thing about comedy. If you get good at it, you'll probably make a living. Not saying that you'll fucking be rich, not saying you'll be famous,
yeah.
but every comic that I know...
There's no killer who's poor.
Yes.
Or at least not like, you know, making ends meet, I should say.
Yeah, it's
There's
not,
no one who like murders and
there's
they're like...
There's no... I can't name a
just
single...
Just doing check spots and
I can't name a
only.
Single comic yeah. who you're like, dude, that guy's fucking good. How is he not... Like, he's broke. He's not like... No. That doesn't happen. It's one of the most fair businesses in the world. We're up there telling fucking dick jokes. We're up there just trying to make people laugh. We're doing this very narcissistic thing that, you know, fills our ego. And the idea that everybody that gets
You're
on stage...
You're not entitled to a career in it.
No, not at all. And the idea that everybody that gets on stage should be being paid to be on stage, it's crazy. It's not the way that this works, yeah. Okay? Because you have to get on stage in order to figure out if you're good at it. So every person that is on an open mic, every person that is just starting out, every person that hasn't figured it out yet, they deserve to get paid. That's absolutely crazy. That's absolutely crazy. It's the only art form that we see this with. You don't see fucking people that are in dance school going, I deserve to be paid to be dancing right now. It's crazy.
And part of it is like, oh, man, like, do you feel like you have to suffer what I suffered through? Like, I'd be up doing spots till like 12, 1, 2, and then I'd have to be up to be at work at 8 a.m. to work, like, admissions at an all-boys prep school. It's almost like, yeah, if you're looking to make your living from $6 spots, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's up to us to all make it work. Like, you probably should have one or two other jobs other than comedy when you're first starting out.
I agree.
Unless you have rich fucking parents. Well, then, because if you do, fuck you.
I agree. but whatever. I won't spend a lot of time on this, but I just thought it was very funny that this became, like, even a debate. I'm like, okay, well, cool. Make it so that those check spots are paid. Guess what? That young comic, that open micer that wouldn't have had an opportunity to get up on a Friday or Saturday night is now not getting up. It's going to go to the next guy who deserves to be paid. So that ecosystem, it doesn't... You know, they're trying to, and I saw Seth Simons tweeted something, and he was like, if these guys would use their power, maybe we could actually move. No. Well, I'm giving people good advice. This is good advice for a young comic. Focus on getting really good. If you're trying to fight the fight
for $6. Yeah, don't fight for the $6. Really, you should be fighting to make your jokes as good as possible and get up as much as possible. But like $6, you are correct that that's not, if that's the difference between you becoming a successful comedian and quitting or failing, probably never going to happen.
You shouldn't be doing this for the money. And especially now, this is a really poor time for this conversation. Like, if you're a comedy if you're a club that's still in business, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just bought a whole bunch of shit from the stand, like merch. Like, I'm trying to, like, not, you know what I mean? Like, throw money at these places to keep them. If they're still open now, like, this is just not the time for, like, a $6 check spot conversation. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. But regardless, let's move on. I don't want to spend too much time, you know, talking about the open mic.
Now, if it was $8,
scene,
I'm in.
It's just, it's crazy. It's just, you have this class of people who are fucking talentless that are battling for just the absolute wrong thing.
Well, it's all just attention, isn't it? They get a lot of retweets, a lot of likes.
Of course.
And that's another form of currency. They get followers.
I mean, how is, Jake is just unapologetically stupid.
$6 could be worth endearing yourself to your peers, which is another thing that check spot brings you, because you're at the club every night meeting these comics. Spending time with them and filming.
You have to eat shit. You have to eat shit in the beginning of this business, okay? And this is honestly with anything. Even if you're a fucking doctor, when you get out of college, you have an internship.
You're gonna kill a few people.
You're gonna eat shit. You gotta break a few eggs, make an omelet, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, let's talk about this. New York Times writer calls out Pepe Le Pew for perpetuating rape culture. This is a common thing now. We're killing our heroes.
Wow. Is that one of your heroes?
Pepe Le fucking Pew ruled.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew.
And that cat, that girl cat, like, she kind of liked it. Like, there are some girl cats who like a strong, skunky man to chase after them.
Let me also point this out. Cats, almost every time they fuck, it's rape.
Most animals, it's rape.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's not like...
They don't really have, like, a legal recourse, so the concept of rape doesn't exist.
Well, they have no thumbs. So, they can't write anything.
Yeah. They also don't have to pay taxes, so they can get raped. It's fine.
No thumbs, can't blog, perfect crime.
That cat, I mean, most of the time, when cats are banging, like an alley cat, they start shrieking into the night. They're super horny, right? And really, whoever hears that noise, come and takes it. And Pepe Le Pew... You know, he was simply just playing by the rules of the cat game, you know?
Yeah.
The problem is cats don't talk. If cats could talk, every single time you'd hear them fucking...
Yelling for help.
Yeah, they'd be fucking...
I'm going to go rape. Be back in 15.
Doggy, I'll tell you right now.
I got a question about Pepe Le Pew.
Go ahead, what's that question?
Did he ever actually rape?
Did he ever get it?
Pepe would say, oh no, I am just French. This is what we do.
Which is true.
He wouldn't say that he rapes. He would just be like, oh, this is my culture.
No, but would he get it? That's my, like, would we get to watch him not?
I think he would get it. Yeah.
Do you think he ever fucked her? Because she typically would get away, right?
Yeah, but we don't know what happens after the lights go off.
Also, if this stupid cat could simply stop walking under a paint roller... we wouldn't have this confusion. This fucking cat just regularly
falling asleep on a line of truck.
Jesus Christ, cat. You know, at one point, Pepe is just trying to fucking procreate. This is what animals do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the cat, like, constantly walking under the paint roller is the equivalent to a girl, like, drinking too much and passing out around a lot of dudes. It's like, you're not... Okay, you're not making that decision.
Do you remember a few years ago? We would argue that. We would argue.
You're fucking insane.
What culture really has, it's even painted my life. Because I just remember, a few years ago, I would easily be like.
A few years ago, we would have been sitting here going, if you get drunk and get behind the wheel of a car, that's your fault.
We really would. Like, I'm sorry, look, why are you going into his room if you don't expect him to fuck you against your will? I'm sorry. I still believe that kind of. I'm not saying that you should be raped. I'm just saying that, you know, you should
should be raped, but you can take yourself nobody? Out of rapey situations.
I know a few people that should be raped.
Name one.
Okay, yes.
I will not. I will not wish rape openly on microphone anymore. I learned that the hard way.
Who did you wish it upon?
Don't you worry. That's in the archives. If you guys want to see who I've wished rape upon in the past, please subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Simple as that. Does anybody deserve to be raped, Shannon? Can you think of anybody in your life that you would genuinely wish rape upon?
Oh, I can't think of anybody in my life, but I think a pedophile in jail deserves to be raped.
Yes.
Oh, good answer. Good answer.
Fucking solid.
Like a real pedophile, though. Like someone who fucked a kid.
Yeah.
Like a real pedophile.
Like a real, not like.
Versus.
Like by a 17-year-old. Yeah. By a black guy with a huge hog. Come on, so he feels every inch
Nobody
of that.
Nobody deserves black cock. That's crazy. What are you doing here? I guess that is true. A pedophile deserves to be raped, though, or death?
Yeah, because he raped a child. Like, there are people that fuck, like, infants. Like, they need to be hurt.
You should cut the pedophile's dick off and then rape him with his own dick. I think that's fair.
Chrissy, you're fucking stupid. How are you going to shove an unerect, bloody penis into somebody? You have to tie it to the end of a pencil.
Shoot a bunch of Viagra into it, like porn stars do.
Or like a mop handle.
Yeah.
That would
stretch it.
Yeah.
Just stretch it over a mop head like a mask.
Like you thought about it.
She's thought about it.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Because you got to figure once your dick is cut off, my dick. Oh man,
it's already soft. It's
doggy. My cut off dick would look pathetic. Yeah. It just wouldn't be like my dick isn't big, but when I'm really 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 unerect, mm-hmm. it's not good. It's not a good dick.
It becomes like a ball. It becomes
it's like
sleepy.
A little shrimpo. And the problem is, I feel like if you cut it off, it's going to be in its absolute worst form.
Wait, let me get harder before you cut this off. I'm not ready for it.
So it looks
it's
going to
look like an unrolled condom. That's what my dick would look like if you cut it off. It wouldn't be good.
Ironically.
Yeah.
You're uncircumcised?
Oh, I'm circumcised.
Okay.
Are you circumcised?
Yeah. Catholic. Good. You know, you got it for some fucking reason.
You got it.
Yeah.
Are you not an uncircumcised penis?
I've had them. I've had uncircumcised ones, but do I prefer it? No.
You prefer circumcision?
I prefer.
Why?
Yeah. It just looks better. I see what I'm getting into. I don't gotta sometimes when you roll the foreign skin bag, there's like bits in there. Sometimes a guy doesn't clean his dick real well.
Have you seen dirty foreskin?
I've only been with like maybe four foreskin guys ever, but like I've heard stories from like my porn star friends, they roll it back. There's like other cum in there. There's pubes in there. It's like a treasure trove.
Ew.
So you gotta, if you have a foreskin, just keep it clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's like a garage sale in there.
I don't really have to worry about that. But
are we just circumcising dicks because men are so lazy?
Kind of, yeah.
Well,
that is sort of what it was.
How lazy are you?
But I think it's good to not. Like, my brother's not circumcised. My nephew isn't. And it's probably...
My son isn't circumcised.
I think it's a good choice not to.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. Torturing a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
For your own...
Oh, that's why I'm for it.
Yeah.
Builds character.
You're torturing a baby because in the parent's mind, you're like, I don't want my child to have an ugly dick. And what I consider to be... That's a crazy...
Mom, are you going to suck it? What do you care what your son's dick looks like?
And there's less kids today that are circumcised than there ever has been. Like, people are sort of... The jury's kind of out on...
Genital mutilation?
Aww.
Yeah.
Have you seen those guys out in Union Square?
No.
Oh, my God. They'll be like guys out in Union Square, and they'll have on all white clothes, and they'll dab paint on their crotch. and they'll just be out there picketing, be like, it's genital mutilation.
Really?
Stop circumcision. And you're
pay
like,
for check spots. It's all the same people.
It really
same
is.
Group. You guys have a lot of time, a lot of poster board.
It is truly genital mutilation.
Two birds, one stone, pay for foreskin.
When my son's mother was pregnant with him, mm-hmm. it was like a big debate.
Yeah.
Between me, because I was like,
you were like, no.
I was like, no. I was like, I'm mutilating that baby.
Yeah. I'm cutting it.
I am biting
my
it.
My teeth. Are...
Foreskin is fabulous.
There we go. Told you, dude. What if you flash in? That was me in the middle.
Oh, my God. What a cuck. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know why. I agree with these guys, but I hate them.
Maybe I just don't. Who's going to go to that protest?
He looked like he just came from like a free bleeding event. He's like, I'll just wear the same outfit. Like, whatever. It's all the same.
Yeah, me and my son's mother debated this heavily.
Yeah.
And she was so against
yeah.
him being circumcised. And I was like,
why were you for it?
Because I wanted him to look like me. Okay. Simple as that.
He wanted his son's dick to look like his head.
Well, I didn't want to like, I didn't want to have to like,
I liked it.
Be naked with my son and fucking be like, ah, this is why you look like this. And so there was honestly no reason.
That explanation you just gave it. It would have worked.
My own ego was at play and it just,
yeah.
Whatever it was just...
it's a tradition. You're circumcised, so you think that's what you do.
Yeah.
You know?
So we ended up not doing it.
You're going half off.
Well, she showed me videos of like babies being circumcised.
Yeah.
And I was like, it doesn't even hurt, whatever. And she was like, oh, yeah. And then she just showed me like, dude, it's fucked up. Dude, they strap the baby's hands down like they're Jesus.
Oh.
And then they this baby...
Yeah, because nobody wants scissors near their dick.
Shrieked so loudly. Oh, my God, dude. It was
and they
awful.
Can botch them. Can we pull up some botched circumcisions real fast?
Yeah, can we see a botched circumcision?
Can we get a good botched circumcision?
This guy I met in D.C. at one of the rallies, his name is Prometheus, and he's very passionate. He's very, like, against circumcision.
Was he born a Prometheus, or is this a
I don't know. He doesn't have an online presence. Like, I've done interviews with him. Like, I've seen him multiple times. And he believes that, like, most of the serial killers are circumcised, that it leads to other problems. And then, like, you know, he also believes you got to put your taint in the sun every day. He's got a lot of ideas, but he was very passionate about, like, he thinks that you should be able to sue your parents for circumcising you. Like, he was...
Oh, my God.
Ah!
Ow. Oh, it looks just like my dick.
Wait.
It looks like it's being born. Like, it's like a chick coming out of an egg.
It looks like they put...
Maybe it's a snake.
It looks like they put a circumcised dick on top of another dick, like the broom handle idea.
Right.
It kind of looks like an Easter egg peep.
Ouch.
It does look like a peep.
Why does it look so painful and scabby?
Are we going to be able to help do this podcast with that
Who
picture?
Is that? Why?
I asked her to, but I didn't think someone was going to really do it.
It looks like that dick was a serial killer and it wore the other dick.
Yeah. I wore her head through three states.
That puts the foreskin on its skin. Or it gets the...
Oh! I was like a
Whoa!
Dog
treated. That penis looks like it's going, Hayuken! Oh, no.
It looks like Earthworm Jim.
That is not good.
Yeah. Imagine you're dating such a hot guy and then he unzips and that's what he's got. Ugh. Yeah. But all, even the weird penises need love too.
You know what's funny?
It's nice.
Men don't talk any shit about women's pussies. Like,
yes,
we talk
you
about
do.
Shit. No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Yes,
no, we don't.
Do.
No.
Oh my God.
Name a thing we've said.
Roast beef curtains. There's like 100 different names for it.
But we like roast beef. Everyone likes Arby's.
I have fucked girls.
That's not a critique.
I have fucked girls that have straight up like alien tentacles hanging out of them, like just like down to their knees almost. Just absolutely sickening.
Their pussy looks like Zoidberg from Futurama.
And I love eating pussy. Let me tell you something. Ladies, if I don't eat your pussy, it's because you stink. Like, your vagina is disgusting. Because I love it.
Well,
I live down there. I love it.
Yeah.
I would rather...
You get mail down there.
I would rather eat a pussy than get my dick sucked in order to get myself turned on for sex.
Wow.
Truly. I really mean that. Like, I enjoy a good vagina. So if I've gone down on girls...
Rose is a giver.
I've gone down on girls, and if I come right back
up... That's what the J stands for. Give her.
If I come right back up, you know there's a fucking problem. Yeah. Absolutely disgusting. Oh, there's been... I'm thinking of like three...
I don't even want to fuck. I just want to eat pussy. Just let me eat your pussy. I don't need to come.
Doggy, I would straight up eat girls' vaginas back in the day without even trying to fuck.
What about now? You still... Same thing?
Well, I'm in a relationship now, so...
Oh, okay. You know, I didn't realize
not that. On the podcast. We don't talk about it. But,
got it.
No, but yeah, that's that.
Can we edit that out?
And I, by the way, I know a lot of girls that like to suck a dick to get turned on too. Yeah. That's what gets them going. Shannon.
Yeah, sometimes I'll start sucking a dick and I'll be like, oh, okay, here I go. But then I'll get into it as I'm doing it.
You love it.
Really? Wait, yeah. Most of the time do you go, all right.
No, I mean, like, of course,
let's get to work.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I've been dating Frank for 6 years. Like, that's the thing is, like, there's part of it is, like, if he wants his dick sucked, I'm doing it because, like, I don't want him to go somewhere else. It's kind of my job, you know what I mean? And it's like,
I agree.
Like, most of the time I'm into it, but if I happen to not be into it, it's like, I end up getting into it.
Of course.
Yeah. It's like when you go for a jog, like, you know, the first couple steps. Like, oh, I hate
proud
this.
To be an American.
Yes, and I'm proud.
Yeah, it's not. I see people in the live chat right now saying that meaty vagina rules. No, it does not rule. A meaty vagina does not rule. I like a nice little tucked in.
You like an Asian vagina.
I like it to be tight and petite,
introverted,
polite.
Like,
yeah. Okay. Chrissy's letting let it be known she has a big vagina right now. The way she's trashing tight little vaginas.
I'm maybe in the middle.
Or the
fact
that she just did the thing of the bad guy from Pan's Labyrinth.
I'm not like super flabby, but I'm also not like Asian. I'm not like non-existent, like nothing's
Chrissy,
coming out.
Chrissy, show it to us. Let us just see.
I'm in the middle.
Can we think about it. Let me say this podcast, if you sat on the table and let us examine your vagina on this podcast, you would walk away with so many fans.
Really?
I'm telling you right now. I'm just I didn't care.
Look, do you want to sell out the black box in Boca Raton or not?
Yeah.
Show us that pussy right now.
They're gonna rename it the red box.
Yes.
There's Chrissy's vagina.
That's what it looks like. Happy Halloween.
That is a very Republican looking vagina.
Hey, libertarian.
Yeah. Ugh. So Chrissy, describe your vagina more to the fans out there.
All right.
There.
Yeah. Well, it's not.
Hair,
it's not
hair
like
or
out
no
there.
Hair.
No hair. Currently, I just got waxed like before the weekend.
Hell
so.
Yeah.
It's good. It's in good shape.
That's
like, are you gonna shoot
effect.
It? Yeah, it's not. And that's the thing is, like, girls, you can't control like what your vagina looks like. You know, like some people are more lippy, some people are more like.
Well,
tidy.
There are surgeries you can get, like vagina
labiaplasty.
Right?
Sure, but you shouldn't do that. You should try to accept your.
Who
shit.
Could care?
Yeah.
If I had giant pussy lips that were hanging out of my vagina down like visibly noticeable, like just fucking. Tentacles.
Okay.
I would have those shits clipped.
Like the dog that works the elevator in cartoons.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on camera and you like want to change the way you look, you should totally do that. But like the average chick, like you shouldn't feel
My
pussy has to look like the girls on porn.
I'm telling you right now, yes, you should. If you have giant vagina lips and they're fucking hanging down, you should look at a surgery.
If you don't like how they look, of course, that goes for anything. If you don't like how any part of you looks and you want to get surgery, good
if
for
when you.
You
come, it sounds like a horse sneezing.
Oh, really? Horse jokes?
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of that.
Wow.
Okay.
Unrelated.
Let's see some long vagina lips, please. Let's see some big old danglers. Oh, this before and after. All right, first of all.
Oh, okay.
Before is not bad.
Before is okay.
Before is not even bad. I don't mind it being a little opened up. I like to see what's going on in there.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is going to go down there, see the before, and then go, I'm
the before
out.
Is
that's
not,
a, that's
the
a crazy bitch. That's a crazy bitch. One guy got in her head.
Yeah, he did.
That's not a bad before.
The before is fine.
Bad at all.
That right there is a fine.
Looks like a scrunchie. It's fine.
It's great. What do we even. Yeah.
Can we see more, please? Because that is not bad. I would not have asked that girl to get a. That's a nice vagina.
It's fine.
In fact, let me say this. Go back to that picture. I like
the before
more than the after.
Wow.
You said you liked it nice and tucked in and everything, and that was is what
that's,
the
yeah. Now
is.
She looks 11.
Let me tell you something. That girl
exactly.
That girl on the left, she's opened up a little bit.
And
that's not a bad
pussy.
That's a nice vagina right there.
Yeah.
And now the problem is when it's closed like that.
Now let's see some pee come out.
Closed for business. To me, that looks unfriendly.
Honest? One of those just might be an after sex shot, and one of those is like. Yeah. Next morning.
Like, first thing in the morning you wake up, it's still, like, closed. Like,
yeah, it's still got
eye before it's done its morning yawn.
The second one looks spiteful. Like, it's like, nope, not doing it, not letting you in. Like,
you can't see the wizard.
Let's see another before and after, because that was not a bad vagina. I would take the before
it's
all day
vagina.
Long.
Yeah. I
like some folds.
Yeah, but you...
I don't even understand what did the doctor even do.
The doctor didn't even do anything.
Just a different day.
This doctor just took 10 G's off you.
Was this from a highlights magazine? Find seven differences in the video.
Circle what's wrong. Yeah.
There's a star at the bottom. There's a star at the bottom.
This Let's see some long really ass similar. Lips, Shannon.
I mean, how beefy is it going to get? I've never seen
doggy.
I've never seen such a.
I wish
beefy
I could
vagina.
Show you the one vagina I'm thinking of right now.
I wish you could too.
And it gives me true fucking nightmares.
Aww.
Whoa, that's.
It that looks like a bat on the left. You ever see National Enquirer when they have Bat Boy?
Yeah. That one's a little bit. That one's a little bit.
This is like the
wacky.
Grand opening of a new business. Ta-da!
But even that is that. Are you not going to hook right. up with this person because that's what it is?
They're a little bit lippy.
That's would you be
lippy.
Out though? Is that enough?
It's not enough to be out. I would still fuck her. I'm just saying I would probably come back up.
Mm.
I'm not fucking making out with that fucking thing down there.
Unless your pussy can fly, there's no excuse for that.
Whoa,
that's funny.
Oh
that's,
my god,
that's not real.
Is that real? Is that real, Shannon? Okay, that's a bit much. Yeah, I would say
that
this
does look like a photo.
I would say you qualify.
I mean,
surgery.
It looks pretty real. I looked up big pussy lips and that was going.
Yeah, but look how airbrushed those thighs are. This is photoshopped.
Yeah.
And if you were going to photo, why would you leave that part not photoshopped?
That is.
That's
truly
a, that's
disgusting.
A lot.
So, Chrissy, all right, let us see.
That looks like a nutsack.
It's not a big deal.
It looks like a turkey imploding.
The amount of people that have just said that they will follow you on Instagram and on Twitter if you show your vagina on the show, it's like the whole
chat
right
now. One thing
we
know about Chrissy, she wants that attention.
I'm not going to show my vagina for free on the Real Ass Podcast.
Is there a price? Is there a price we could pay Chrissy to get naked and let us give you a table examination? Like, is there a price? There is a price.
I don't know. I don't think I could handle the con. I mean, I don't know.
There is
what
obviously
am I gonna
a
do?
Price.
If you guys are negative about it, am I going to go like get surgery? I'll just have to know that you guys.
We can literally
you show us. We all start puking.
I love how
we can do whatever
that.
We want. No woman is going to defend Chrissy now. She's ruined her fucking.
Yeah, I know.
She's ruined it. We can just sexually harass you now, Chrissy. And it doesn't matter.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I could take vaginal critique. I think it's probably somewhere in the middle. It's
I tell
not,
you what, you
it's
show
not
your
like
lips,
this, and it's not like. You know,
you show your lips, I will show my wiener.
Wow.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Something I didn't want. Hooray.
I know. And that's why I want to do it.
Jordan's got a nice cock.
I want to show it so bad.
You have like an Ivy League looking cock, probably. Like, hello, let's go on the boat today. Like a popped
collar. It's my dad's boat.
Yeah, it's my dad's boat.
Can I show you one more?
Yeah, let's see, Shannon.
Okay.
Yeah. But even so, afterwards, I don't know what that is afterwards.
All right, Shannon, is this one yours? Is this why you wanted to do one more?
No.
Yeah, it's not good.
I feel like that's the only one that actually looks better after.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that one, it looks a little old on the left.
This one just looks dehydrated, honestly. Yeah. Just throw a little water on it.
Spring water on it?
It's like a plant that hasn't been watered.
All right, guys, listen to me. Everyone out there, I tried to get Chrissy to let us do a table vagina exam, and she wouldn't. It's fine. Karen Fian let us do it right on the show. So.
Really?
Yeah.
And we gave her $3. So
she was like, no, too much. Please.
Here's change.
All right, real quick, we must thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Love Yo Kratom. They support everything we do. Skankfest South sponsors. Make sure you guys support Yo Kratom for supporting us as well. If you're in the market for Kratom and you're over the age of 21 years old, grab it wholesale from YoKratom.com. That's YoKratom. They are home of the $60 kilo. When's the last time you got a kilo of anything? Much less for $60. It just doesn't exist, okay? Right now, go to YoKratom.com. Grab yourself a $60 kilo. Let them know that we sent you. There's no promo code or anything because it's already really, really cheap. Once again, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Okay, where were we? Okay, so what happened with Bath & Body Works? It was a brawl?
Oh, yeah, big candle sale.
Mm-hmm. I saw this one.
Yeah, hold on one sec.
What happened, Shannon?
So originally they claimed that the start of the fight was that they were mad somebody wasn't wearing a mask, but then there was an update saying that they believe it's because somebody cut the line. Hold on one second.
Oh, you cannot cut a line.
And it's including employees and customers. So the employees got into the argument as well.
I mean, if you work at Bath & Body Works, you might as well throw hands.
And they have these big sales.
This is awesome.
Is that the beginning of the video?
Like, spring is coming. Ooh, I need a spring candle.
Oh, they're jumping this bitch. Hell yeah.
The guy jumps in and starts fucking everybody up.
Just bash a candle against her teeth. Gosh. phones are out.
It's 2-for-1. It's 2-for-1.
You know how you can tell this is like a white girl fight?
I want some eucalyptus body scrub.
Nobody's tits are out. That's how you can tell these.
Oh, maybe. No, you're right. Excuse me, this is where the line starts?
What a terrible place to get into a fight. Everything is so knockoverable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like,
and you're the one gay guy who works there and you gotta break up this fight. She took the last white sage.
Wow. Do you think that this woman automatically sues and like this Bath and Body Works settles out, right? It doesn't even matter who started the fight.
Yeah,
if you can convince, you know what? Time for another scam, that Jew. Let's go, Shannon. This is a fucking great scam right now. That's a great scam right there. Let me tell you something. If you can convince any employee from any chain store
to in uniform attack you
on camera, it's guaranteed. It doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want because Bath and Body Works is going to settle out of court. There's no way they're going through the whole process.
Yeah, they're
going
to throw you a mill just to make it go away.
It's a mill,
so
probably not that much.
Candles with that.
Why not?
I don't know. What do you? I think
this is viral. Everyone's watching.
$30,000 to $40,000.
That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
$30,000 to $40,000. You'd get
walk
to settle
away.
Out. You walk away. It's like, let's not.
Really?
If you're the person who started the fight, you're going, yeah, easy peasy.
What kind of lawyers are your dad's hiring?
Do you really think it's $1 million?
I don't know. $30,000 or $40,000 is like, who gives a fuck?
Unless she was injured. Unless
it's not nothing, but it's like.
Unless she was majorly injured and can't go to work, she's fine.
Oh, just neck brace it. She's going to show up with the neck brace for the next 6 months.
I'm just saying, if you want an easy $30,000, go to a fucking ShopRite and spit in the face of the guy bagging your fucking groceries. Just spit right. Like, hey, what's up? And then he's also retarded. So he's gonna probably use some retard.
You got to get out of the way then, because.
I hate people who bag groceries, by the way.
Oh, really? Yeah? Why?
Because I just feel like, I don't know, it's just sort of a pointless job.
What if they're retarded and that's the only job they can get?
I just feel like and you're right, that's actually part of the reason why I hate them. It's not because they're retarded, but because it's like a job that they've made for retarded people. And
like a check spot.
Yes, if it's a job that's made for retarded people, it's not a real job. Do you understand? Am I crazy to say that?
But some retarded people are pretty smart and they can like excel to the level of a regular just dumb person. Do you know what I mean? Like there's probably...
They've got that person on carts. That's the guy that's collecting carts.
Yeah, yeah. There's probably high functioning retarded people, you know, doing okay.
I mean, I guess somebody's got to have a job, right? But it's just sort of like, it's a job that's designed for retarded people. It's sounding harsher than I think I want to say.
Or if you're right out of prison. Pretty
harsh. It somehow sounds worse when you were like, I think there's some people who need to be raped. This sounds worse than that. I don't know why.
It's a job designed for retarded people. If it's a job designed for retarded people, it probably doesn't need to be a job.
I mean, you could also say, oh, we could replace all the McDonald's employees with machines. Like, you could, but somebody would be happy to have that job.
Do you know how much better of an experience it is? Have you gone to, like, there's a Taco Bell that I went to recently, and the experience at the Taco Bell now, you go up to a kiosk, you go beep, 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 and you come up in an order, and you don't have any conversation with anybody. They just it just shows up, and you're good to go.
Okay.
Versus before, you have to express what you want to this retarded person, and then they go beep, 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 beep. Their job is pointless.
Retarded people are robots, by the way.
I like a little human connection. I like a little.
Maybe that's why you're not getting your order, because you keep going beep, 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 beep. The guy's like, I don't know what that is. You're like,
hold
beep,
on,
beep,
beep, hold beep. On. I speak retard. Beep, boop, pop, boop, pop.
Cool, cool.
Lewis. Keith Bond in the live chat says, high level retarded people running their own podcast network. Ban Keith Bond for the next 20 minutes.
Who didn't see that joke?
20
coming,
minutes.
By the way.
Keith, yes. Keith Bond is banned for 20 minutes.
Wow.
That's it. So who's retarded now, Keith Bond?
Guess what, Keith? Chrissy's about to show us her pussy. So you're about to miss out
That's
on the
right.
reason you were tuning in.
Here That's right.
Thank you.
Oh, there is a subreddit, Chrissy Mayer, not safe for work.
God, let's not talk about that.
Can we see it? Can we see this?
Chrissy, it's fine.
What have you done?
It's basically, they fucking, this is why I can't have nice things anymore. No, I had a Patreon. I put all my fun pictures on there, but then they've taken them and put them.
Oh, that's sexy photos.
Is this not safe? These are signed my tit.
These are all safe for work, though. Chris.
These are all pretty safe for work.
This is very. Shoot. I would print these out and give them to my boss.
Oh, there we go. I could jerk to that one.
Okay.
These people, obviously, various, you know, different states of my life.
Wait, look at what's
that's
the username?
Just a regular podcast.
The username is ChrissyMayer69420. What?
Who has made this? I don't know who made this, but it's just basically like, yeah, it's after a blow dry.
Oh, there we go. All right, that right there, that's the most jerkable Chrissy Mayer photo I've seen.
Wow, that was just from last March when I went to LA.
Look at that. Her. It looks like her hand is just covering her vagina.
That's the point.
Hell yeah.
That was on Instagram. That was a freebie.
Anymore?
That's just, these are, a lot of these are
okay. Okay, Chrissy.
Safe. I don't know. Me with Sylvia Sage, Stormy Daniels. I don't know. But it's the thing is like, well, now I got to fucking just do not fun photos on my
Who's
Patreon.
That? Who's that chick?
Oh, it's Jaden Cole.
Hell yeah.
She's one of my good friends. She's like a girl only porn star.
Boring. I hate girl only porn stars.
Why?
Oh, that's so boring. I can't jerk off to lesbian porn. That's psychotic.
There's some guys who actually prefer a girl porn star because to them in their mind, it's not like cheating because they're not getting like
any guy.
Is porn cheating?
Any guy who prefers girl-on-girl porn is a homosexual. Let me make that very clear. They like gay things.
Oh my God.
Go on.
This was during the No Pants subway ride. This is an old one. This is probably from like 2006.
This is where Chrissy caught syphilis.
How dark my hair is. Yeah.
You're rubbing your bare ass on
the
subway.
No, I had underpants on.
That's disgusting.
And heels.
Hell yeah, Chrissy. I like this guys. Go follow the nut. Cool. Go follow Chrissy Mayer NSFW on Reddit.
Why would somebody start that? No disrespect.
Hey, why would somebody start a wiki feed? You know, you have fans. They like to see pictures.
Have you ever thought about doing the OnlyFans, Chrissy?
I have thought about it.
Obviously.
I have. Aren't you guys doing one? Isn't Mark Norman doing one?
Would you show nipples?
I don't know, because then they would immediately get passed around.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is the way men work, okay? Because I remember Karen got mad because they were showing her nudes on the Legion of Skanks subreddit. I was like, Karen, the way men jerk off is like we see the image and then we jerk off. Once we come to it once or twice, it's done. It's nothing anymore. So we need more. We need more supply and demand. So that is an advertisement for what's to come. She got more people subscribing to her OnlyFans because the pictures were shared than not. So it's okay. You should almost want to give out a freebie.
But I feel like once people see my nipples, it's over and they're not going to be curious anymore. And then it's like, I feel like, isn't there a group of people that's like, they're not going to take you seriously?
You could also just never, you know, never give them what they want. That's the key.
Yeah.
Shannon, if you started an OnlyFans, you would clean the fuck up. And you probably have insurance as well.
I would.
It would be nice to make more money.
You could make more money.
It would be nice to have insurance.
Don't you sometimes see ugly girls on OnlyFans? You're like, oh, why am I not just showing my ass right now?
But then that becomes like another full-time job. Like it's a lot of time spent like posing. You have to buy certain clothes, like buy fun lingerie.
You're thinking of like the girls who put in the time. Karen does not do any of that. Karen's like, okay, cool. Here's my ass. Click. I'll come back on in 3 days. Collect the money. Good for her.
The hard part is the following. You kind of already have that, you know? I mean, granted.
I don't know. I just
most
feel
of them
like
are in jail right anything, now because they stormed the Capitol.
Any kind of like, oh, come on. That was like just a few people. I feel like anything that you put out there that's like kind of new that you sort of charge for is eventually going to get on a subreddit or somewhere that it ends up 100%. Being free anyway.
And then it ends up on a episode of Real Ass Podcast with Lewis.
For sure. I would love to leak all of the nudes from all the comedy community. I would love to. I just don't want
to
fucking
hack them.
I have a lot. I'm subscribed to many OnlyFans at this point. It's a problem. It's a problem.
That's why you went to 3 days a week for the podcast.
Well, I just went through recently. I just realized I thought that they didn't allow I thought you had to like keep on putting money in your account, but they changed it again. Now you have to unclick the automatic like auto renew.
Okay.
So I've gone and I've unclicked all my auto renews because I had like six or seven of them and I was like, fuck, I'm spending like $70 a month on these whores. I don't even like them.
You should be spending that on your girlfriend.
That is true. Shut the fuck up, Chrissy. She's going to hear this. She's like, say. God damn it, Chrissy.
You could just say you're supporting small businesses.
Yeah. So, all right, let's.
Supporting small, unfunny businesses.
Is today International Women's Day or something?
It's the month, isn't it?
I think it's the day month? Specifically. Today's Women's
You get a day.
Today's Women's Day. Right?
Yeah, today's International Women's Day, and then this is Women's Month.
International Women's Day. And Burger King, are they getting shit for it? They did a nice little troll job. Burger King UK?
Yeah, I thought it was a troll job, but it seems like it was maybe a mistake that they cleared up later, or maybe they're just trying to get your attention.
I just retweeted it. Straight up, it's a troll job.
Oh, but they added on to it. Did you see that?
Yeah, no, I know, but that was the idea. I think the idea was they were trolling to get people to talk about them, and it was a smart way to do it. Anybody who's outraged is stupid. Pull up the tweet. Burger King UK tweeted, women belong in the kitchen.
That's great.
I'm going to go get a Whopper right now. It worked on me, man.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
It's so funny.
And then they replied to it. They said, if they want to, of course, yet only 20% of chefs are women.
That's great.
We're on a mission to change the gender ratio in the restaurant industry by empowering female employees with the opportunity to pursue a culinary career.
A bunch of people have done that, but Patton did bit a bunch where he had, like, inflammatory tweets, and then the second half made you realize he was saying something super liberal.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's a bit.
It's a bit, yeah. But I guarantee there's people still enraged.
Of course there are.
Which is just great.
It continued a little bit.
Why would we delete a tweet that's drawing attention to the huge lack of female representation in our industry? Yeah. We thought you'd be on board with this as well. We've launched a scholarship to help give more of our female employees the chance to pursue a culinary career. Hell yeah.
Was that Kentucky Fried Chicken Gaming?
Yeah, who's KFC
clapping
Gaming?
Back?
KFC Gaming?
Who's That's that? Definitely KFC. It's probably KFC. Isn't that the colonel in the picture?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be, but I...
Oh, so KFC's trying to come at fucking... Oh,
but look at the handle. It's KFC Gaming. Why would Kentucky Fried Chicken have...
Because they just launched a console that warms your chicken.
Got it. Okay.
Wait, what happened? What did they launch?
I think what we're going to see after this pandemic is like a whole wave of like women wanting to stay home again. I think a lot of people liked working from home.
What is this?
This is like a bit the KFC's doing.
When the odds are stacked against us and it seems like the entire world wants to tell us.
We get to the punchline, it's too long.
That's not possible. Surely that can't be done. And we look up to the stars and say, just watch me. Because we know that rules are made to be broken.
Hell yeah.
We know that dreams are made to be followed. That the impossible is made to be possible.
Okay.
And that gaming consoles are made to evolve.
The KFC console.
To the next level in gaming innovation.
Ooh, chicken!
The KF console.
So it's like a video game system that also makes you chicken?
That's fucking incredible. Zach's like, get out of my fantasies! Yeah, so who? I think it's funny that they decided to troll people, you know. And it's also like it also just shows how stupid people are and how easy they are to be trolled. Like anybody actually upset with that? How do you not see that you're a mark in that scenario and go like, I'm not going to be a mark. I see it. It's very obviously they're trolling me. I'm not going to show outrage.
Well,
that's
every outrage thing, right?
Yeah,
it's like you're just a mark at this point.
Anytime you trigger someone, so the people who are going to be triggered by women need to stay home or stay in the kitchen. I think the women that are triggered by that low key fucking wish they didn't have to work and wish they could stay home, because it's like the women who are like, like they fight it. It's like, I'm not explaining this well, but it's like if you're a woman who works, it's like you're going to be unfazed by that because you're like, oh, it's a joke, whatever, I'm happy, I'm fulfilled. But the women who are like, oh, I'm a full-time mom and I work, it's like those are women who are like fucking pissed that they have to go work.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of weird because like part of me would just love to never have to work again. Like part of me would like how great would it be just to like get up every day. It's like, all I got to do is make some breakfast.
It's like go to the studio, record a podcast with my friends for an hour, go home.
No, this is hard work. This is hard, hard backbreaking labor right now. Okay. But how nice would it be to never have to? I dated a girl who had millions in the bank once. I dated this chick and she's
Karen Feehan?
Yeah, please. She had
sperm bank, yes.
She had millions of dollars, legitimately. And I felt so uncomfortable with her paying for anything. Like, still, it didn't matter. Like,
because you're the dude.
It didn't make me feel like a man. And I think I could have probably just convinced her to be my sugar mama and pay for everything.
But that gets boring. I think it's good to work. It's good to have some discipline.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't feel like a fucking... You want to feel like the man. Like, a man needs to feel like the man in order to get his fucking dick hard, you know? If I'm feeling like a little dainty lady, that's it,
You know, and it's like, I'll pay for stuff with my boyfriend, but then it's like, he better fucking put up a shelf. Or like, there's other ways that like men can like show their manliness that aren't always that have to do with paying. Like,
I literally never let my chick pay for anything. It's truly a nightmare. I feel bad, like, because whatever it is, like every time like a bill comes out, I just feel like if she were to pull out her wallet, I'd feel like a little bitch.
How long you been together?
Like 3 months.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So it's 3 months. It's still new. You're going to do that. But I feel like once you reach like a year or 2 years, I'm like, all right.
Even before that.
Like, yeah, you're going to start sliding. You're like, all right, this one's on you.
No, I really don't.
Not at all.
It's very weird. I could not imagine being like, oh, hey, it's time for you to pay.
I can.
I would never feel comfortable with that, because then I would feel like if I'm like freshly dating somebody, I'd be like, oh, I got it. Now that means I have to like fucking put out when I don't feel like it, or like I owe something. I don't know.
I think she offered like twice. She was like, up. I was like, no, relax.
It's always half-assed though, dude.
Now she didn't even bring her wallet. Like, I watch her leave the house now. Like, I look at her purse sitting on the bed.
She throws it across the room. Just disrespectfully. You watch her just cut her credit card in front of you. Dude.
But that's like an old school thing that I have.
Yeah.
Where I just, I would never let a girl pay on a date. I would never like... ever. And you sort of set the precedence early in the relationship. So it's like, I'm paying for everything in the beginning. And then you're like, all right, we're in it now. It's like, well, I've just been paying for everything. So here we are.
You don't want to get resentful, though. So it's like, hopefully, like, if the guy is paying for everything, then hopefully the girl's like maybe doing laundry or picking up like clothes for
woman
you.
Shit, getting in the fucking
kitchen.
Spending
money on other stuff for you or the house or whatever.
She doesn't cook enough. She really should. She really should.
Really?
Well, I'm a good cook and she's not a great cook. So
it's got to be.
So what is she good at?
Spending my money and eating my food.
I thought you were gonna say eating your ass.
No. She's a great chick, and she like honestly, she does. She keeps the place straightened, and we don't live together, so it's also weird. It's like,
well, it's so new. Yeah.
She like I can't expect somebody to clean my home because I paid for lunch.
Excuse me. I got you that panini from Panera, so I think you need to break the vacuum out, bitch.
It's a weird thing though, because I don't know. I wish I could let go a little bit and be like, oh, let's just go Dutch on this meal today.
Yeah.
But I just feel like a little bitch.
Well, no, why don't you just try and just see what happens? See if your boner still works.
Just
let her pay.
Just let her pay one
what's
day.
What's going to happen?
Yeah, let her pick up a lunch or something. Or
you
like
really think you're
going to
be like, I'm a fucking pussy?
Well, she
threw
did.
Down $20.
When we went skiing, I went to the bathroom after we ate breakfast one day, and she came back and she had paid the bill. And I was like,
that's good. I like a little sneaky
It feels so good, doesn't it?
It felt so good.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. It felt so good. Oh, fuck.
Exactly. So
I think you're 3 months in it and you've paid for most stuff. Like, you've proven your manliness.
Yeah.
You don't need to pay for anything else going forward. I think you've done enough.
This is
it. Unless she's got income. Like, it really depends.
No, she's doing okay. She makes
these. Oh, women do great. They find a boyfriend, you pick up. I mean, my girlfriend pays for probably 30% of stuff. But if you asked her, she would go, oh, we go 50-50.
But did she spend like time like doing laundry or cleaning?
No,
or doing
we live together. We do. Okay. We both do that shit. She's like, if you're going to live here, you got to clean up. Like, we're doing 50-50
do
on that.
Like,
and
a
I can
lot
guarantee
more than her?
That. What?
Do you make like a lot more than her?
I'm making. There's been a pandemic, Chrissy.
I don't know.
Unlike you. No. There's been I haven't been working. I was just doing stand up.
All right.
Prior to that.
I have four jobs. Yeah.
Shannon,
pandemic is the best time.
Do you ever pay for things with guys when you go out, Shannon?
So, at least like in my long-term relationships, it's always been with guys that are more like old school. So they're always like, put your money away. But there was like definitely for their birthday or if we are on vacation that they've paid for, I will, you know, I will always try. Or if we're having dinner, I'll be like, let me pay for the tip and like already have the 20 out or something and like force them to let me. But I do like for the guy to play their part.
Right? Yeah. It is nice.
Who wouldn't like someone?
It's also, isn't it fucking hotter? Isn't it hotter?
Fucking wouldn't.
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, dude. When I dated this chick that had money, I felt like a little bitch.
Well,
she would pay
horrible.
For things. She would pay for things. And I was like, I can't do this.
Because a lot of men like to feel like they can provide. And if that's not working out in terms of like paying for something, it's like, you got it. That's got to come out some other way.
It is a very simplistic way to look at things, but it's like, it's almost the...
I mean, it's how you feel,
The guy's role to fucking pay for those things, you know?
Now, you said you were dating a really rich girl. So that's also another comp, because she doesn't have the same like value of money.
She had substantially more money than me.
So to her, she'll be like, we'll just go to this fancy restaurant and you'll get there and it'll be like, you know, $50 to $75 a plate plus whatever bullshit she wants to order on top of that.
Poor.
I'm
that's
poor.
That's a really fancy restaurant. $50. That's the
reasonable.
That's
like,
an average restaurant. It's an average $50 a plate is an average
restaurant. Let's go to Taco Bell, Jordan. Let's get out of here.
Jordan, you are fucking. That is not a really nice restaurant. A really nice restaurant, dude.
It's okay. He's young.
I took my chick to one of our first dates. It was like a $600 fucking bill.
That is insanely stupid.
At a place called Course here in the city. It was crazy how expensive the place was.
How often are you doing that?
And I asked Ralph, I was like, Ralph, recommend a good restaurant to me. He was like, it's a little pricey. And I was like, okay, cool. It doesn't matter. I didn't even look at the bill. It came out. I was like, oh, okay. It was crazy.
I'm gonna be honest, that is so stupid of you.
It was fucking wild how expensive the restaurant was.
Are we all gonna act like
that could have been a weekend trip?
Well, I just
have to do 8 hours of crowd work to pay for that bill.
Well, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't consider a $50 plate a really expensive restaurant. That's
not really expensive. I'm saying like if you're doing that, that's a regular date. Right?
Yes.
A regular date. This isn't like a birthday.
If you go on a date, you're talking about for dinner. If you have a couple of drinks, $150 to $200. Just any restaurant you're going to go to. Any restaurant.
I said a
that
plate.
Is the average restaurant.
Yeah, the average restaurant in New York, that's what you're going to pay.
Yes.
I'm just taking a girl to a restaurant. You're not going to take her to the nicest one.
That's
I don't
how you
care
know Jordan
much.
Has a really nice cock because he's like, we're just going to McDonald's.
Dude,
you
know what my move was? I used to go to this bar in Lower East Side that had $2 PBRs.
That's nice.
I would be $8. $8 date. Boom.
I don't understand how girls used to fuck me before I made any money. Like when I was broke, I used to get a ton of pussy.
Almost like you're fun.
It's crazy.
I like how you assume you have no pussy. No,
I have nothing to offer them. It was crazy, dude. I had like, dude, I would, I was so broke for so long.
No girl should fuck you if you took her somewhere with peanut shells on the ground.
Do you remember the scene?
This place is disgusting.
I've sucked dick for nuts before.
Have you ever, you remember, what was the Chappelle movie? Half-Baked, where he's like counting down his money, where they have like the meter of how much money he has. Aww. That was me up until I was like 30. Yeah. Like I would have just enough money to go on a date with a chick. And if she strayed from the plan at all, it was a problem. Like I was like, fuck, dude, I'm really fucked right now.
She's like, can I get a lemonade? You're like, fuck.
You fucking cunt. You fucking dumb bitch.
You definitely shouldn't be with someone who's like spending more than you're comfortable with or letting it get like that just sucks. I don't know. Just maybe because I was just raised like my parents were always fighting about money and I grew up to be like, oh, never cost anybody anything.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I was just saying my point with the rich girl is that she just is not going to see money the same way you will. So like $600 dinner, she's not even going to appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's a dinner for her. For you, you're like, this is everything.
It was crazy. Yeah. When the bill comes out, you look at it, you're like, and you can't fucking
show it. You just
Doggy,
like,
you know what I did?
You gotta confidently throw the credit card in, shut it, and be like,
right. You know what I did? I fucking left it on the table and then I went to the bathroom with it face up because I was like, bitch, you better
let
see how much
see
I fucking
it.
Paid.
Yeah.
You better fucking see how much I paid. Are you out of your fucking mind?
$600.
The tip,
out.
You're like 50 cents.
It was crazy. And then you gotta tip really well too, because that's an unattractive quality. If a guy doesn't tip well, Shannon.
Yeah,
I've had a.
I work in the service industry, so I always watch for that.
You got a tip?
Yeah. Okay. It's annoying.
Hold on. I have to piss.
It's annoying to tip.
It's not annoying to tip. It's annoying if you're paying and someone criticizes your tip.
Oh,
I thought you said you weren't Jewish.
Never go out with a waitress. Never go out with a waitress because that's every time. It's like you better tip well. It's like, bitch, it wasn't good service. I'm not tipping well if it's not good service.
Our waters are empty right now. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Do you want to see the clip from Dave Chappelle from Half Baked?
Sure. While they do that, they can watch that. I'm going to go piss.
Okay.
All right. Hi. Watch the master at work.
You look great. You look wonderful.
Thank you.
Was she in
I was thinking
Clueless?
So nice no, that
the
is
craft.
Not the black chicken.
The craft.
Yeah, sure. You can go for a walk.
Good. Good. Let's.
So far, so
nice
good.
Free walk.
3 hours and 14 miles later, and I hadn't
That's
spent
great.
One penny. Damn, I was good.
I mean it.
And then it happened.
I'm hungry, too. Hey, you want to eat at the Happy Palace?
How about a hot dog? Huh? Hey, what luck?
Hot dog.
Yeah. Hey, what can I get you?
I have a hot dog with ketchup and sauerkraut, please.
Sauerkraut's 50 cents extra.
Damn! I have not had a hot dog in so long.
Come on, let's get out of here. Anything to drink with that? Son of a bitch.
Yes. Could I have a Pepsi, please?
I would not be ordering if the dude is not ordering food.
Thank you. Greedy bastard.
Didn't you promise me ice cream the other day? I know a really good place uptown.
Girl, eat your hot dog.
Great, let's hoof it.
Do you mind if we take a cab this time?
Sure.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Be happy with the tip I gave you. Dang.
You should be kissing my ass.
That's a breeze.
Oh my god. No.
He's gotta grab it.
Just take one, take
one.
Don't
mind if I do.
Thank you, young brother.
No.
Thank you.
That's great.
Oh. Yeah, I mean,
it's great.
I do miss my dad.
That piss was great.
But he deserves to be where he is.
Yeah, but this was me on every date throughout my 20s.
Yeah.
All right, it's fine. We got it. We all know.
It's hard.
Are you? Have you undone that wiring in your head?
What?
That, like, calculation in your head when you go out on a date where you start really keeping track?
Or... I looking at my bank account at all just gives me anxiety. So I don't, I never, ever look at my bank account, ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a problem.
I look at my Bank of America app once a month when rent's due.
Wow.
Just so I can, because, or else I have, I have, like, panic. And I have money. But just opening it gives me a pattern.
Yeah.
The more you look at it, the better it feels. Like, I used to be that way, but it's good to just, like, look. Just train yourself to look at it, like, once a week. Because then you can be like, Dropbox, I'm not using that shit.
Finance apps. Well, I don't notice, dude. I don't know. Like, literally none of that shit. Like, I could be getting ripped off regularly because I never look at that shit. But there's, like, finance apps where, like, you know, I have it on my phone. I have the Credit Karma app, all those things. But it gives me such bad anxiety that I hate
it. You know what
it
is? It feels like the adult is telling you, like, no, you can't do that, or like, no, you shouldn't spend. But it's like, you have to be your own little adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need more adults in my life helping me.
You need handlers. Really, but you got to get into the habit of looking at it now, because when you become even richer, that's how you get to the point where, like, remember, like, wasn't somebody stealing, like, millions of dollars from Stan Lee?
Yeah.
So you don't want to get to a point where people, you know, like, Shannon's
stealing
millions.
Probably because he hired a money manager. It wasn't because they just had access.
But I do want to become rich enough where I don't notice that people are stealing money from me. That's the goal, ultimately.
Big, take it. You deserve it.
Are you not there yet?
Where I wouldn't know. I mean, I guess technically
you feel
I wouldn't
like
notice.
Dylan's kind of stealing from you?
I wouldn't notice people are stealing money from me. No, my sister steals from me regularly.
Oh, really?
But it's like change out of my house and like fucking.
Wow.
If I leave a 20.
Maybe she's just rolling coins
for
you.
Dude, if I leave a 20, my sister will fucking just take it. She doesn't give a fuck. My sister's a savage. It's like, my sister doesn't give a fuck. I got to give her respect almost because she's so unapologetic.
Yeah.
Like, she stole $50 worth of change out of my house.
Wow. Just a whole jar? She ran out with
the jar? A whole jar of change while I was out of town. I came back and I was like, where'd all the change in that jar go?
Yeah.
And yeah, she's like, I don't give a fuck.
Coinstar?
I'm taking the whole family to Jamaica next month.
Wow.
Literally
her?
Yeah, the same day that I purchased the entire trip for the family, it wasn't even my weed, it was my girlfriend's weed. She stole the end of the weed jar and just smoked it all. And she's like, I don't care. She's like, what, you think you're taking me on vacation? I'm not going to just take things?
Wow.
She's like, okay.
What a policy, huh?
Yeah, she doesn't give a fuck.
You're paying for everyone to go on vacation?
Yeah.
Damn. I one time left a jacket at my brother's house in North Carolina. My sister-in-law sent it back to me and then, like, charged me for what she spent on postage. So that's my family.
Yeah, we're going to Jamaica again, doing the yearly family trip to Jamaica. My villa.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
A fucking Kardashian over here.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Oh, April 5th, I am out.
Are they going to make you pay for everything on the trip, though?
I will pay for everything on the trip.
Damn.
I'll pay for everything on the trip.
But isn't everything cheaper over there? Food is like 50 cents.
How can you join my family?
Yeah. Does James need a tutor?
Aw.
Well, it's also a little different because I can't... Because you have a private chef and they make all your food for you. So it's not like we're going out to dinner and I'm getting the bill. It's like I'll pay for all the food that's purchased and made for everybody. But that was the thing, like... I'm not rich by any means, but I made a decision last year when we did this trip that I wanted to do this trip every year for my family as sort of a Christmas gift.
Aww.
And it's almost like it's almost like a checks and balance system where I'm making sure that I'm able to afford it every year.
Yeah. It makes you work hard and be motivated because you're like, I want to make this happen for everybody.
It's good. It's a good balance, like, because it seems like you're already in this place in your life where you're manifesting and you're focusing on abundance. Like, it's good that you're not, like, you know, thinking like a poor person. Like, you're like, I'm working hard. I'm manifesting this cash flow. Like, you're good. You're in
that
100% space.
The truth.
Manifesting. Like, Do you think are Lewis you manifesting? Has a spirit board? Yeah.
Look, here's the deal. Okay, you have to. You know, years of me and Bobby Kelly had this conversation years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you have to sort of think of your life a certain way and you have to think of yourself at a certain level.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to do that before you're even ready. Like,
yep.
Oh, yeah.
I remember he was just
like headlining Boca Raton's Black Box.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Before you're ready.
But no, you like.
That's not a dig at you. That's a concept of.
I'm not. Like, I think people
I don't want you got.
People think that I like make a ton of money. I don't make a ton of money at all. But what I do is I'm trying to set myself up to where I think of things a certain way and I put myself at a certain standard where I have to spend a certain amount of money, whether it's having a nice car or going on a nice vacation. I'm doing that preemptively. Like most people that make the money that I make would go, no, you can't afford to take your family on vacation. You probably shouldn't buy an Audi. You should buy a fucking Honda, right? It's just the truth.
And they would be right.
They are right. Well, it's two different ways of thinking of things. Okay. Sure. So you could think you could try to save. And that's just one way of looking at life. Or you could try to spend and bring yourself to another level where you're like, well, no, I have to make more money now. So I just have always looked at it that way. And I've been able to sort of keep on growing and keep on coming up more and more and more. My son's mother is like the exact opposite. She's like, why are you buying a really expensive car? Why are you spending money on this? I was like, because if I do that, I will ensure that I have to be able to afford it.
It brings you joy. And you probably don't spend a lot of money on clothes. What are you saying,
fucking bitch?
No, I'm just saying, like, you got to pick your thing. Like, have a really expensive car, but don't also be like, I have 400 pairs of sneakers. You have, you know, you have one kid. So it's like, if you have like six kids, like, yeah, maybe you shouldn't. It's all about like.
Well, that's the other thing is I want to give my kid a great experience in life and have nice things. And I would rather spend the money on that stuff now and figure out a way to sort of, you know, up my level year after year. Like the truth is each year I make more money than the last year.
Yeah.
And I think if I was, you know, especially with this pandemic,
say you're still living just like you're a dirt comedian.
Right.
I guess that's the difference maker is you're not fighting for a $6 check spot because you're like, I need to fight for $10,000 this weekend.
That's what's really
you're right.
Good
that
about.
Is the, that yeah. is the difference in mentality. Like totally. some people are going like, dude, I need to make that $6 for that check spot. Or you can say, well, how can I make,
can I actually make this?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
You're right.
And it's just a different way of doing things. So it's not like, believe me, I'm not rich in any sense of the word. It's a constant expansion of you know, sort of where I am at, the quality of life that I'm giving my kid.
Spending money makes you grow.
Yes, it 100%
and
does.
And I think there is some truth to that.
48 laws of power, baby boy.
I think that's what's good about like starting a family younger or having kids younger. It kind of forces you to like make that jump or start that business.
Or quit.
Where it's like, and then you see comedians who like get to 50 years old, they still don't have like a family. It's like it's a way to like, you're kind of keeping yourself small where it's like, if you get married, you have a kid. Yeah. It's like, you're like, time to level up.
It's all self-fulfilling, right? So if you're thinking like, shit, I am broke. I need to hold on to every dime that I make. You're probably going to just be broke and have to hold on every dime.
You're kind of not believing in yourself, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Like in your head, you go, I'm going to make this money because I know I'm good enough to make it, talented enough, smart enough, work hard enough.
And then you will figure out the way there. It's natural human intuition. We will figure out a way to get there. But if you have to, if you don't have to, that's that.
You kind of need the deadline or the pressure.
I've talked about this a million times. Like everybody, every single month, everybody hits these arbitrary goals. We have rent, we have our bills, we have our cell phone bill, cable, whatever it is. And there's this total amount of money that you make. And that's just simply a goal. And you're in control of hitting that goal.
Yeah.
And some people, they live by that standard. Or you can simply say, all right, my goal needs to be bigger. I have to have a much bigger goal in order to achieve that. So I'm just pushing my goals a little bit higher, and they're usually beyond my means, but I think it's not a coincidence. The reason that I've been able to grow while being talentless is because I constantly push that fucking goalpost back. Yeah. And I think more people need to sort of think that way. So,
do you really think of yourself as talentless?
No, I'm fucking brilliant, but
he speaks robot.
So, okay, let's see.
I've heard you say that many times before.
Yeah.
You'll always undersell yourself, be like, I'm talentless and I've made it. So
then when people see how talented I am, they're like, that's pretty good.
That's actually really smart.
If I was bragging about how talented I was, they'd be like, dude, you're not that
common. That's like the guys joke about how they have a really small dick.
Yeah.
But it's only are you telling me Lewis has a giant hog?
I have a huge dick.
That's a smart move, actually, because if you're like, I'm so good at stand-up, and then people go to the show, it's like, yeah, he was really funny, but like, I mean,
he was okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk about TikToker goes viral after creating a new sexuality called Super Straight.
What is this? Hell yeah, dude.
I'm super straight.
Fucking, I'm so fucking straight, dude.
Dude, I'm super straight.
I'm so straight.
Super duper straight.
Who's the straightest person in this room, Chrissy?
Not me.
Chrissy, have you done lesbian shit?
Yes.
No.
I haven't dated a woman, but I've done threesomes.
Hell yeah, you have.
Yeah.
With your current boyfriend?
No. Well, yeah. Actually, we went to a strip club and
you couldn't remember?
Hold on. We were like working on it for a while and then like my mom died, so I wasn't in the mood.
Was she going to be the third?
But right. Like she's dead. We don't need consent. We were in Utica once and we had this stripper and she gave us both a lap dance and we both sucked on our tits, but we haven't had like a full on threesome yet.
Okay.
It was fun.
So back to the question.
We like to have fun. Straightest person here? I think it's between it might be you, Jordan.
What?
Yes.
Jordan's not straighter than me, dude.
That's what's up, dude. Imagine if I had a black eye, how fucking straight I'd be. I would be so much straighter than you if I had a black eye.
No, dude.
Even with
skinny,
your black eye.
Skinny men are a little bit more effeminate.
Even with your black eye, you're not as straight as I am.
Yeah, dude.
I don't even fight, and that's how straight I am.
You know, the only thing that makes you straighter than me is your fucking delicious 5 o'clock shadow. God, it's beautiful. Oh, I wish I could grow a 5 o'clock shadow. I
appreciate it, man.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I get like 5 o'clock little fucking cheek sprouts.
You have like a 2 o'clock shadow.
Have you done a mustache?
Yeah.
You should. I think you'd look great. The Inspector mustache. Gomez?
Hell yeah. It's just not thick. Yeah.
Wait, back to the TikTok thing.
Oh, let's see. Let's see it.
Yo, guys, I made a new sexuality now, actually. It's called super straight. Okay? Since straight people or straight men as myself, I get called transphobic because I wouldn't date a trans woman. You know, they're like, would you date a trans woman? I'm like, no, why? That's a female. No, like, that's not a real woman to me. Like, I want real woman. No, you're just transphobic. So now I'm super straight. I only date the opposite gender women that are born women. So you can't say I'm transphobic now because that's just my sexuality, you know?
Steady calling my phone.
I love this Asian Nazi. He rules.
They've now created a flag.
They? Like, it was this guy.
A movement, apparently.
Hell yeah.
What I said in my response was that it's honestly embarrassing that so many people lack the emotional maturity and intelligence to just introspect and reflect upon their prejudices and biases. So they make up a whole new sexuality to protect their transphobia, and TikTok is protecting it with their lives. They've now created...
Okay. So, wait, people are actually... do people really say that if you're not willing to bang a transgendered person that you're transphobic?
Yep.
That's psychotic.
Yeah.
That's so psychotic.
Effing gay.
I mean, can't you have your own preferences on what you want to do and don't want to do sexually?
Yeah, it's like
Isn't
forcing
that the whole point of it?
Somebody to eat shrimp. And it's like, I'm allergic to shrimp.
Well, you know, you're not allergic to... Nobody's allergic to cock or pussy, though. It's not a perfect metaphor.
I am allergic to cock pussy, though. So, sorry.
We'll see some of those
people. Some people are asexual. Some people are just...
Yeah,
like,
no, it's... Yeah. No, I know that... What does that mean?
Are you willing to bang a transgender person? Would you give it a go?
No. I'm super straight. We already went over this.
Wow, dude.
I lived with a trans person, and it wasn't great.
Yeah, it's a little gay you even live with him.
What?
A little gay you even live with him.
It's the best of both worlds.
What wasn't great about it?
I'm so straight, Zach. Take it back, dude.
What wasn't great about living with a transgender person?
She was going through a lot, and it's a lot for someone to go through being transgender, and I personally wouldn't want to be along for that journey.
Did you always have to, like, tuck her in at night?
I had to tuck the dick in at night, yeah.
That was the joke, yeah.
I knew people...
Push it back into the foreskin?
I knew, like, a punk house, and they had 6 trans people living in it. It was like a haunted punk as fuck. It was like a haunted house, dude. There was always somebody screaming about something.
It's pretty accurate. I would just be in my room, you know, watching a movie or something, and then all of a sudden I just hear a... And like a punch to the wall, and I'd be like, "Ooh!"
I think a lot of guys would bang a transgender person now. I think it's definitely like
if no one heard about it, I think it'd be even more guys.
Look,
you know?
I think I would let a tranny suck my cock. Just being completely honest,
yeah.
But I am a freak. Like, it's not like I'm not a normal human being. I've been abused and I got fucking problems, okay?
So you're saying...
That's not transphobic. That's just a reality.
Look, I'm so fucked up, I would let a trans person suck my cock.
That's
like horrible, Lewis. That's so funny.
Well, the other problem with the transgendered women is they don't want you to be into a transgender person. They want you to be into a woman.
They don't want to be fetishized.
Yeah.
Like yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? That it's like
literally a fetish.
It is what it is.
Well,
it,
no one wants to be a fetish.
I want to be a fetish.
I like being fetishized. Dude,
found that subreddit then?
My girlfriend is a fucking Jew, okay? And she fetishizes my Puerto Rican cock. She sees my brown cock and she's like, "Yes, brown dick. I love it." My feelings aren't hurt by that.
She says brown dick?
She says brown dick, I love it.
Is your dick that brown?
I have a brown cock.
Okay. It's
that's like how this, she warms up. How like thick, this brown table. Dick? How thick, brown dick?
Yeah.
That sounds like a Dr. Seuss that's out of print now.
Yeah,
would you suck Lewis's dick on a boat?
I just can't, at what point do you...
Would you suck it if he made you? What if he took you to Jamaica?
Didn't even rhyme.
Look, there's a reason Dr. Seuss is worth millions and millions and,
We're trying
to manifest.
I just... The idea of being with the trans... it's not... I think that I'm enough of a freak that I could fucking give it... If it was a really hot transgendered woman without a cock, post-op... I think I could probably get past it and be like, all right, let's fucking muscle through this. But it's not guaranteed.
It's like you're progressive, but not in your words. You're like, I would, absolutely. I would, it wouldn't bother me at all. But because
take away the Adam's apple.
Horrible.
It's tricky because the vast majority of transgender people suffer from some sort of gender dysmorphia, legit mental illness.
Yeah,
with that comes shit like fighting and not wanting to be fetishized and a little your shit's a little bit out of whack, so it's
they're working through a lot. So if I'm dating somebody, I don't want to work through anything with them.
If you're not fetishizing
I'm
anything,
not a therapist.
I mean you are,
I don't care. I'm
you
selfish.
Are if you're not fetishizing anything, you're just pretty much fucking skim milk boring sex. Anytime you're doing anything, if you fucking if you're eating ass, that's fetishizing somebody. It's not normal to put your tongue inside of somebody's asshole. You have to be like, oh, this is dirty. Let me lick that fucking shit crust out of this person's ass. It's a dirty, disgusting thing. Putting a toe in your mouth, it's fucking dirty and gross.
Having sex with a Puerto Rican, it's dirty disgusting. And gross.
But
it's
I know that. I know that I'm being fetishized. Also, I'm fetishizing my Jew chick.
Yeah.
Like the fact that
where's
my mom...
the money in this pussy? Where is it? Where are the coins?
Remember you told the story the other day about the two toes on either side of your mouth?
Yeah.
I realized what you look like. You look like the Beautiful People video.
What?
I sometimes when I'm banging my chick, I put her toes in my mouth.
Oh, one on each toe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I fish hook myself
with
her feet.
Both, both feet?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
She's trying to just open your mouth with her feet?
Why not? But yeah, I mean, that's sex just in general is just a series of fetishes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're just banging, you're like, well, we're going to bang to have a baby a couple times.
See you at dinner.
Accept my cock?
Yeah.
I have a top hat usually.
But yeah, I think that I don't know what the issue is with sort of fetishizing. Being fetishized, I don't know, it's kind of hot. When I'm banging a white chick and I know that it's like she likes banging me because I'm brown, that's fucking hot to me. I like the fact that I'm like her little fucking slave boy.
Yeah, you're like, your dad would be so mad.
I know.
If your dad saw this. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think tranny should chill. That's the point of all this. Just
I think it's degree, though. I think that's the... Because you also treat your girlfriend like a human. I assume she treats you mostly like a human.
Sort of.
Maybe.
I
mean, does she text you, hey, Lewis, how are you?
Nope.
What are you up to today?
Nope.
Yeah, where does the line...
She puts a drink on my head.
Where does it stop between, you like what you like versus someone like a fetish? What the fuck is the difference? Let people like what they like without necessarily calling it a... Not everything is a fucking fetish. You could just like Italian guys.
Okay.
Chrissy, have you ever been with a black man?
No. I think I've just kissed a black guy, but I've never had sex with one.
Really?
Yeah, I just never... Had the, I don't know, it just never happened. No, none of them were really interested. None of them were trying. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have shut one down, but I also if I were single, I wouldn't be going for one.
Going for a black guy.
I don't need to. I made a promise to my dad a long time ago. No. I just am like, eh. If I happen to meet like a nice, I don't like need to. It's not like a box I have to check off.
It's not a fetish.
Yeah.
But even like a redhead, as a redhead, that's sort of a fetish.
Redheaded men have it way that's tougher.
Disgusting.
That is disgusting.
You're redheaded guys. Yeah. You need to figure some shit out.
Yeah, go buy some.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to have a clear baby, so it's like I wouldn't seek out a ginger man.
You wouldn't want anyone to go through what you went through.
Yeah, I mean, but this is dyed. I'm not even. I mean, I have like your hair color now.
Oh, really? You're
I'm
not
like
a redhead.
I'm a dark blonde. What the fuck? Yeah. Always You've look at somebody's eyebrows. Yeah.
Wow.
This is all.
What are you gonna do?
A mirage.
All right, let's fucking wrap
trans?
This one.
Yes.
How far does it go?
Let's wrap this one up. This has been a fun show, as always. Go support Chrissy
Same
Mayer,
thing I
Jordan
trans
Raybould.
Women. How far does it go?
Go support Chrissy Mayer, Jordan Raybould. Yeah. Let's wrap this show up. Thank you guys very much for watching the Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Wednesday. Who are the guests on Wednesday, Shannon?
Colm and Dave Landau.
Wow. Colm, Dave Landau. Fuck yeah. Another show in the books. Thank you guys very much for supporting. Go subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com. We will check you on Wednesday. Peace.
That's all, folks.